Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We'll get back to your jet calls in a few minutes and talk to the great Joe Beningo in his weekly spot, this time on a Friday following a jet loss. He'll join us coming up at 4 o'clock. But over the next 2 months, we as fans are going to have basically live, interactive job interviews for the next head coach of the New York Football Giants. And what I mean by that is the Giants are about to play the Green Bay Packers. And so we take a look at the Green Bay Packers and we see a defensive coordinator named Jeff Hafley, who's done a hell of a job there, who's got ties to the local area, who apparently is going to be one of the hotter coaching candidates in this next cycle. And so Jeff Hafley is a guy to kind of take a look at. And Jeff impressed a lot of Giant fans, Teague, with some of his answers at his media availability on Thursday. And I'd like to play you a clip. I mean, this is just one answer that Jeff gave, obviously. And tell me if it excites you, does nothing for you, or maybe disqualifies him. Maybe you're like, oh, I don't want this guy.
Let's hear it.
So Jeff was asked about turning things around, considering the Packers' recent struggles.
What's the key to turning things around?
Consistency. Consistency and hard work. When I've come in here and I knew there were going to be hard questions, I haven't changed how I approached answering them or talking to you, or my mood doesn't change. And this, yeah, I'm with you. We just played a really good game against the Eagles, right? We have a lot more football left to play. We're going to play a lot of football. All right, I'm confident of that. Regardless of what happens next week, the week after, I'm not going to change how I am around you. I'm not going to change how I am around the players. I'm going to be the same guy. I'm going to demand. I'm going to be upbeat. I'm going to be consistent, right? Now, if I need to make changes and adapt and evolve like I've talked to you about, then I need to do that. I mean, that's our job, right? And that's what we've tried to do. And if we need to figure out how to put players into better situations to make plays and switch things up, then we need to do that. But like, all joking aside, it's not going to change how I act, how I walk around, how I talk, how I coach, and how I treat these players. Confidence and belief and consistency, I think, are really, really crucial in this whole thing, and that's not going to change with me. And I think that goes back again to my time as a head coach when I've seen both ends of this, that's the key. I mean, that's how our players have to react. And
that was a job interview answer. I mean, and I get Giant fans love that answer. We'll get to your thoughts in a second, but I'm just giving you my first reaction is that's a guy who's answering it for John Mara and for Giant fans, because that was job interview answer right there.
I think that's who Jeff Hafley is. I don't know Jeff Hafley at all. My brother knows him very well. He was Rondé's safety coach down at Tampa Bay before he spent a lot of time in college, including at Ohio State, where he helped them win a national championship. And then he got a head coaching job at Boston College, which was an absolute disaster. Now, a part of that is because of the changing nature of college football in that specific moment. This is when NIL came in. It's when the transfer portal basically became a college free agency. And managing that as a first-time head coach is difficult. difficult. But I know Jeff Hafley is a dude. He's that guy. Like you, he's the guy you want to hang out and be around because he does inspire you, and he's going to be real with you, and he's not going to, you know, BS talk you just to try to get a response. So that is a positive. But being a CEO is when that's what a head coach is, takes a lot more than winning the press conference, as we've heard and seen many, many times with our coaches, especially here in New York.
Oh, no doubt. It's got to be more than that.
Right.
He's got, you know, you mentioned a few things on his resume. He's been the Packers DC for the last 2 years where they've had pretty good success. They've had a top 10 defense. The head coaching experience at Boston College, here's what I actually like about that. I don't even care what his record is. I don't care how disastrous it was because... Right. Like we've talked about, college football success doesn't mean anything in the NFL. He at least has the experience of being a head coach.
Of course.
A lot of these guys who get the opportunity was never a head coach, right? So I think that's a positive. He was the DB coach in San Francisco for 3 years, the defensive backs coach in Cleveland for 2 years, and you mentioned the experience in Tampa where your brother got to at least know him. So he's got an interesting resume, and the other thing that I think is going to appeal to people is he's from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So he's a local guy. He also talked about growing up and going to Giant Stadium. Now, he left out the part that I'm assuming, this is called Evan Roberts fan fiction, he was a big Jet fan. Actually hated the Giants. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Based on his age, he was probably a big Tiki Barber fan.
I mean, how old is he? 39?
No. He's 46 years old. But his first job ever.
Right, so that means that he was right behind me then, age-wise.
Exactly, that's my point. So he watched you.
So when he's 18, I'm in the league.
Right.
When I'm having my breakout years at 26 or 7, he's 22 or 21.
His first college job was in 2001 as a running backs coach. You don't want to believe that he was showing tape at Tiki Barber.
Wait, where was he at in that year?
Worcester Polytechnic Institute.
I've never heard of it. You got to start somewhere.
Everybody's
got to start somewhere.
Where do you view him as a candidate? Like, in the middle?
I'd say he's in the middle. Again, part of it is the experience thing, but you also have to know these guys. I don't know if he has. I'm trying to think of how there would have possibly been a relationship with Joe Shane through that resume, and it doesn't seem like there's an obvious connection, or with the New York Giants, to be perfectly honest with you, with the other executives there. So it's to me, he's an outside candidate only because they don't know him.
Yeah, the only connection would be he's local and that he probably grew up as a Giant fan, jokes aside. So I think that would be the only connection, but he's definitely going to be one of those hot candidates because he's young and his team has had success. And that's usually the formula for a coordinator to become that candidate. Is the Giant fan community excited about Jeff Hafley, Sean?
Yes, but it's also a convenient excitement. They're excited because they're playing the Packers this week, and he's one of the hot names on the list, and they get to see him in the immediacy of Brian Daboll being fired. So I would say they are very excited by him, but with 7 weeks of this, I know the Giants fans were excited by Jesse Minter before Daboll was even fired heading into that Charger game.
I'm going to give you a heads up, because if you don't know this, I'm going to tell you. They play the Packers this week. It's about Jeff Hafley.
Uh-huh.
Then they play the Lions. Pick your assistant. We'll be excited about him. Then they play the Patriots. Hopefully it's not Josh McDaniels, but pick your assistant. And then even when they play the Commanders, it'll be all about Cliff Kingsbury. And then when you play the Vikings, it'll be about Brian Flores.
Sure.
I guess Las Vegas will be the one place where maybe we stop.
You might make a case for bringing Patrick Graham back, I guess, at that point.
Why not?
I mean, why not?
Why not?
Didn't he interview for the Raiders job?
He interviewed for the Giants job, too,
He interviewed for the Giants job, but I remember he got upset about how that one went. But whatever, that is neither here nor there. But I think he's interviewed for head coaching jobs.
Certainly
he's going to be in the conversation.
So what that means is, Giant fans, get used to this. Every single week, you're not just playing a team. There'll be like live fan job interviews for a candidate or two from the team that you're playing.
Oh, I love it. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Scott is in Connecticut. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Tiki One, I saw you on Broadway. You were awesome.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Two, I want to ask you about the play calling. What do you think about the play calling last night? and the play call, the offensive play call.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Calling throughout the season, especially last night.
You're talking about with the Jets specifically. Yeah. So it's funny. Evan and I, and you can rewind on the Odyssey app back an hour when he was talking about his physical response to that opening Jet drive. And look, they go down, they run the ball well, they complete the pass or so, and then Justin Fields runs it in, and Evan is just like over the moon. I actually felt like the process was disjointed, and they made do because they had a good zone read scheme, a good speed option scheme. That was the pitch to Breece Hall went for 11 yards. I thought the openers were very good, and they executed them because, I mean, that's what you practice all week is your openers. But after that, it felt like it got lost. They didn't have the answer for what was in front of them. And part of it was bad execution. Evans talked about this missed throw to A.D. Mitchell. And, I mean, they run a rub rail route. So you rub the defender that's on the rail route. The rail route is basically the swing, the wheel-ish looking route. If Justin Fields puts that ball on time and on the money, I mean, he runs for 30 yards. And so it turned into bad execution. So I could sit here and kill the play calling or talk about it in any way that you want. They just stopped being able to execute. That's what derailed the Jets.
They also, on that opening drive, they ran 14 plays. They ran on 11 of them. Now, in fairness, a few of those runs were not designed runs. It was Justin Fields taking advantage of space and running for a first down. So it wasn't all designed runs when you're talking about 11 of 14, but they ran the football really well.
But that's how he's successful, Evan.
Yes.
No, it's not calling like QB power. That's not him being successful running the ball. It's exactly what he did in that opening drive.
But were there less opportunities later in the game?
No, I think he just stopped doing it. And this is what I get confused about. This is the Pittsburgh game. Forget the other game where he had a good throwing day. Like I see those moments, and I'm like, why don't you just keep doing those? I see the opening drive last night. I'm like, why don't you just keep doing that? And I can't come to any other conclusion other than he's being coached not to.
Well, Aaron Glenn said after the game, because he was asked about running Justin Fields more. And remember, Justin had 11 carries for 67 yards. A few of them were designed. A few of them were just him making a play with his legs.
Right.
And Aaron Glenn gave an answer that Giant fans probably wish Brian Daboll gave, which is, we need to protect him. We can't have him run all the time. And so that was his answer. Now, I want to say this as respectfully as I can, because I really like Justin Fields. There's nothing about him as a human that makes you want to root against him. Everything, yeah. The way he handled the Woody Johnson stuff, he just seems like a class guy, and nothing said about him is personal. But why? What am I protecting him for?
Right.
Like, go make plays with your legs.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't care if you get hurt. Obviously, I don't want to see anybody hurt, but he's not the long-term answer.
Evan, he's also not reckless.
Right.
Like, he doesn't run into contact. Like, yeah, I know you were making a comparison to Jaxson Dart, but think about Jaxson Dart when he runs the football. It's like he's seeking contact.
Right.
It's like he wants that. Like, he has this addiction that he just can't wait to kick. I gotta get a hit. Give me a hit. Not a hit of any drug or anything, but give me a literal hit. Right. It's like he wants the hit. Whereas Justin Fields is like, dude, stay away from me. If you're coming to hit me, I'm going down.
He ran out of bounds numerous times and took a 100%. Bunch of good slides. No, he actually
Which is what you should do.
So then why does Aaron Glenn feel the need to, we got to protect him?
I don't know.
You don't have to protect him.
I think it's the right answer. Let's put it that way. It's the right answer. It's not going to placate anybody, or it's not going to give you reason to believe that they're doing anything special. It's just the right answer. We got to protect our quarterback.
Christian in Northport. What's up, Christian?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
I just want to talk about the Jets real quick. So I don't know if anyone's brought this up before, but Rex Ryan was the last head coach of the Jets when we were relevant for multiple seasons in a row.
Correct.
Brought us the back-to-back AFC championship.
Yes.
Quarterback and Mark Sanchez. Now the Jets have an opportunity this upcoming draft, to take Fernando Mendoza, who's a Cuban American Latino quarterback. Do you think the Jets should hire Rex Ryan, press the whole Eric thing, and pair him up?
I don't. You know what, Christian? Here's why I can't even mock you. We are so freaking desperate for success.
Right, and that's kind of innovative.
Yeah. Saying, you know what? Let's go Latino quarterback again. We'll go with that. And let's go with Rex Ryan. Let's pair Rex Ryan with a Latino quarterback, and it's got to work. I mean, who could argue that right now?
Right. I wonder if he speaks Spanish.
Fernando Mendoza?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't know. Maybe me and him could try to talk Spanish to each other, since I speak it very,
I'm just wondering. Okay, it's interesting opportunity if he does. I'm just talking about from a business standpoint.
Right, right.
Because I always felt Tony Gonzalez missed out on that opportunity.
Mm.
I guess maybe the football world wasn't ready for it yet, but there's a lot of Spanish-speaking sports fans.
100%.
And we don't engage them.
100%. Think about this. He talks about success. Since 2011, and of course we all remember Victor Cruz, Christmas Eve, he's still running.
Right.
The New York Jets have had one winning season. Mm. Winning season. Zero playoff seasons and one winning season since 2010. Because 2011 went 8-8. I mean, that is just... It's actually mind-boggling to think about it. We had a caller earlier, and it was so funny how he put it, how, Teek, we love you, you know, more football than any of us could ever know, but you don't know what it's like to be a Jet fan. And he's so right, because then he says, you know, you Giant fans talk about your little run of failures. It's adorable, because it's nowhere close to our run of failures.
The New York Jets suck.
That dates all the way back to Obama's first term. Chris is in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Just want to talk a little Giants football. Tiki, you think we'll be able to clean this mess up or what?
I mean, of course we will. It's just a matter of time and when and who. I think it starts with who. It starts with who's going to be the next head coach. And there's still so – I mean, we could talk about – we're going to be talking about this for months. And so it's hard to dig into it right now, but the answer is yes. We'll clean it up.
And the first person who gets the opportunity to, however you want to phrase it, drain the swamp, pick
there
up
is no, but
the litter.
Seriously? No.
Well, I'm just thinking
term. Maybe pick up the litter. This
pick
is
up
not
the litter?
This is not a drain the swamp type situation.
Okay, I'm giving a few of you. I'm giving a few ideas. So no drain the swamp.
Pick up the litter is right.
You like pick up the litter.
People haphazardly just throw stuff around sometimes, and it's just like, why is that still there?
How about recycle
better? Why is that still sitting there? Hmm. Why is Jalen Hyatt still on this team? You know, stuff like that.
How about
so pick up the litter.
How about calling a plumber to, like, unclog the toilet? Does that one work?
Well, I mean, if you have a clogged toilet, you can't use the toilet.
I understand.
So where are you going? In the woods?
So if you have to.
And wiping your rear with a white fluffy rabbit?
Wow. Who's ever done that? That's animal abuse.
Don't you know that saying?
That you would wipe your tuchus with a rabbit?
No, if someone asks you something and the answer is obviously yes, you say, does the bear bleep in the woods and wipe his butt with a white fluffy rabbit?
Wow.
You never heard that?
I don't think I have. No. By the way, we have confirmed that Fernando Mendoza speaks Spanish.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, if he comes to New York, he could, you know.
All four of his grandparents came over from Cuba to Miami to lay roots, and he spoke two languages his whole life.
How about that? Very good. Very, very impressive.
That's outstanding. That would be awesome if he was the first overall pick.
Yeah, wow. Are the Jets getting the first overall pick or trading up for the first overall pick? Then again, after last night, it's back on the table.
Given how many teams need quarterbacks now, he's going to be the first overall pick, whether or not it's a team that doesn't need him. He's going to go first overall.
So to give you an update, and this will change this weekend, as of right now, the New York Jets would be picking third in the NFL draft. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 1-8. They have the worst record in the league. Then it gets murky, right?
No. The Titans, Tennessee.
What
Titans.
Did I say?
You said Tampa Bay.
Oh, sorry about that. I guess I have the Tampa Bay Bucs on your mind, on my mind. The Tennessee Titans are 1-8. They have the worst record in the league by themselves. It's not that complicated. Right. After that, the Saints.
But they just took a quarterback.
That's right. The Saints are 2-8. The Jets are 2-8. The Giants are 2-8. And then the Browns and the Raiders are 2-7. So you've got yourself five teams bunched up in that 2-8 range. Yeah. So,
and five of them need a quarterback.
Right. And then you get into strength of schedule tiebreakers where it's too soon to know how that's going to fall. Bottom line is, yes, it's certainly possible, based on the way the Jets play the rest of the season, that they could be picking number one, number two, or number three. But to our last caller's point, the first person who gets the chance to pick up the litter off of the ground known as the New York Giants is Mike Kafka. He gets the crack. This is a live audition for this guy. And I said this to you earlier this week. You agree. It is better for everybody if he wins this job. It's better for Jackson Dart. It's better for this entire organization. It's best as a Giant fan for this guy to go 6-1 and make it clear that the right answer at the head coaching position is right here. That's the best case scenario.
No, you're right. That's a lot of work that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And the first step of it is without your hopefully franchise quarterback in Jackson Dart.
Mike is in East Rockaway. What's up, Mike? Hey, Mike.
Hello. Hey, what's up, guys? First time, long time.
I appreciate you.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so my question is, someone who I feel like is getting really lost in the shuffle here is Giants assistant manager Brandon Brown, someone who's really not getting talked about. Brandon Brown is one of the highest regarded young executives in the league.
Right.
I have more confidence in Brandon Brown as a general manager than I do Mike Kafka as a head coach. I just want to know why Brandon Brown is not getting a look.
Well, first of all, the general manager job isn't open yet. I mean, as of right now, Joe Shane is still the GM. And here's what's conflicting about this. Brandon Brown is highly regarded. Brandon Brown does get interviewed for GM jobs. I don't know how well this would go over if the Giants decide to fire the general manager and simply promote their assistant. Fair or not to Brandon, I don't think that would go over well with Giants.
Well, I think they would go through a process, and Brandon Brown would be probably the first person interviewed. And then, because the general manager is also subject to the Rooney Rule. And so, obviously, he qualifies, and he's in-house, and so you'd get that taken care of right away. But also, he might be the most qualified, given any of the other options that are out there. And there's a bunch of them. You know, and so, I think that if they do move on from Joe Shane, which I'm not convinced they are, by the way, Brandon Brown's going to get the first look at it, just like Mike Kafka is getting the first look at the Giants head coaching job.
As
first,
the,
first in place interview, so to speak.
As the host of seven different Giants podcasts, if they did that, they got rid of Joe Shane and ultimately Brendan Brown got the job, what would the reaction be about from Giant fans?
Probably the same with the Kafka, which would be negative reaction. I think fans realistically, unrealistically, would rather a complete cleaning out of the house. What we don't know, ultimately, if you don't like Joe Shane and you want him fired, is what him and Brendan Brown disagreed on personnel-wise.
It's a great point. So I know no one cares about this, but I want to use it as an example. Paul D. Podesta, who was running the Browns the last few years, just got hired as the president of baseball operations for the Colorado Rockies. I know that's so weird. And I actually found listening to him interesting. And so you ready for this question? I'm going to bring all the sports together.
Let's hear it.
How do you explain the Deshaun Watson decision? And how do you assure Rocky fans you won't make a decision like that here?
Right. And what did he was he asked that or are you asking
that? No, he was asked that.
And what did he say?
I'm going to give you his answer. So his answer was essentially, look, I own it. Like, we all have to own the decisions we make at a high level, right? And when he said that to begin, I was like, oh, that's his way of code of saying, I didn't make the damn decision.
Right.
I own it because I need to as a leader.
Yeah, but Jimmy Haslam wanted that.
That's a Jimmy thing. But he went on to say, it's on my resume. Every decision we make at higher levels, I have to own. And all I can tell you is, I'm going to make more mistakes. We just have to limit them. So I thought right. It was the best answer he could give. But the reason I bring it up is the way he said, I have to own it. But maybe I didn't make that decision. And so when it comes to Brendan Brown or Joe Shane or whomever inside the Giant organization, Brendan Brown may have been screaming at him to say, re-sign Saquon Barkley right. or trade him at the whatever stupid thing you want to cling
right.
to and
or
say.
Or Deontay Banks is going to be a bust. Don't do that. Right, right.
We don't know that. Now, we're never going to know that because it's not like Brendan Brown's going to have a press conference or say, here's what I wanted.
And nor would you want someone ratting on someone they worked with.
100%. Sure. That's why Deep Podesta gave the best answer, which is, right. I own it, bro. Even if deep down he hated the decision. It's like you and I, Teak. We never tell everyone how much we hated the idea of Sean being stuck with us. We always own it. Like, no, we love Sean.
Yeah,
he's
amazing. He's awesome.
Very nice.
He gives us a thumb head to play with.
They don't know about the secret conversations. Check in with the great Joe Beningo coming up at 4 o'clock. His thoughts on the Jet debacle last night against the Patriots, losing 27-14. And we'll get back to your calls in a minute. A lot of Giants and a lot of Jets at 888-808-1019. But, Tiki, I trust you on this.
Yes.
I would like to read quotes from Edwin Diaz. There is no audio. Laura Albanese, great reporter, did a wonderful job interviewing Edwin Diaz. And Edwin was in Las Vegas last night. Was it Las Vegas? Yeah, Las Vegas. They had the MLB award show, along with announcing officially that Aaron Judge, rightfully, is a three-time MVP award winner. So there, Edwin Diaz was also there because he won the Trevor Hoffman Award. Is it named after Trevor Hoffman? Or is it named after Mariano Rivera?
I'll look that up.
I mean, shouldn't it be named after Mariano Rivera?
It should be Mariano Rivera.
I almost want to call it the Trevor Hoffman Award. It's the Reliever of the Year Award. But Edwin Diaz was there. Juan Soto was there. And Juan Soto had some comments about he hopes to re-sign Pete Alonso, hopes to re-sign Starling Marte, was sad about Anton Richardson. But Edwin Diaz was fascinating because Edwin Diaz was asked about the Mets and coming back to the New York Mets. And he said that it was 50-50. In fact, I've now been told there is audio of Edwin Diaz saying this. So hopefully that helps. If not, we could always read what he said. And you tell me what you take from all of this, that maybe he wants to stay, really wants to go. He doesn't give a crap. Let's see what we can read into from Edwin Diaz.
What do you think your chances are going back to the Mets?
I said, now it's 50-50, you know. We haven't talked about the Mets, about deal or anything. We just met a little bit. I just want to see what happened in the free agency.
Were you in on the conversation with the Mets or just your agent?
No, just my agent, you know. I said, now I don't want to be part of that, you know. I want to enjoy my offseason. They will take care of me. So when it's the time to me to join the conversation, I will do it.
So he says, along with that, he wants to get the best deal for his family. I love New York. I would love to stay in New York. But if I have to go to another place, I would be happy. I want to win a ring. So wherever I go, I want to win a sounds like a tongue twister.
Win a ring.
I want to win a ring and enjoy that time. He also says, I like the organization. You know, if they come with the best deal for me, I'd enjoy to stay with them. But at the end of the day, I don't.
I've never felt like this before. It's
like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Don't know what they're thinking. That doesn't sound like he has any affinity towards the Mets. Now, so the first thing he said, which I guess this is a baseball thing, is that I'm not going to be involved in it until the agent tells me I need to be involved with it. So everything else is going to happen. They're going to have negotiations. They're going to get to numbers. And then I'm not going to be a part of it until I'm a part of it. It almost feels like he's taking a mercenary stance, and whoever pays him the most is where he's going. And if that's the case, your prediction might be right, Evan.
That it's the Dodgers.
Yes.
Yes. I completely agree that my assessment from all of this is I'm going to the highest bidder.
Yes. I mean, that's what it sounded like.
And I respect it. I really have no issue with it. Mm-hmm. Because when he says, I just need to get the best deal for my family, that is code for I'm taking the biggest contract.
Right.
And if it's the Mets, great, because I love New York, right? So I have no problem if it's the Mets, great. But if it's Toronto, I guess I've got to buy a passport.
Not buy a passport.
I got to get a passport. I'm sure he has one, but you know what I mean. And if it's L.A., great. Got a great chance to win a ring. So that's how I took it. I didn't take it as I can't wait to get out of here. Oh, I'm going to give a hometown discount. This is a man, and I respect that a player would basically admit it, because I think he did,
yeah.
Which is, dude, just pay me. I'm going to the highest bidder.
Yeah, I think we make a big deal out of loyalty in sports, meaning fan bases do, because we're loyal to our fan base, to our teams. But I don't think the players, especially in baseball, think that way. I think it's increasingly becoming that way in all sports, right? Where guys see an opportunity, whether it's, you know, a short-lived sport like football, where the average length of career is 3.5 years. You got to get the most you can in the shortest and whenever you can, because you don't know when it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I don't have any issue towards that. I think this really gets more focused now on David Stearns and Steve Cohen.
Like, yes,
you are a big market team. He's the best closer in baseball. He's proven he can pitch here. I would not screw around. And I think that it will be easier for the Mets to build a winner re-signing Edwin Diaz than Pete Alonso. And I love Pete Alonso. I'd love Pete back. I want both of them back. I'm not picking between the two. But I think it will be easier to replace Pete than it would be Edwin Diaz. Honestly. And I don't even think that's really that debatable. I think it's obvious. Like, he is so far and away the best closer. Plus, he's not only the best closer, Teak. If you pivot to Robert Suarez or Kenley Jansen or whomever, you're wondering how they're going to deal with what comes with being a closer in New York.
Well, it's exactly what Edwin Diaz had to deal with when he first became a closer in New York. It wasn't easy. They wanted to run him out of town for a year. And so he weathered it. He had the emotional and fortitude to fight through it and then get back and be dominant and be great and be beloved. But not everybody does that. Sometimes they just melt. When you have those moments that Edwin Diaz went through in his first year here.
That's why you pay the premium to bring him back.
100%.
You pay.
You know.
Yep.
It's a big question. And again, it's not that the media is asking different questions. It's just that it's overwhelming. It never stops. And if something is wrong or bad or it's something they can needle at, they're going to keep needling at it. It's just like the old Aaron Glenn with the who's starting quarterback. We kind of know what the answer is going to be, but they just keep needling at it. It gets frustrating and distracting after overtime. And to be able to handle that is a skill, and not everybody has it.
You overpay and you keep him. I think it comes down to this. If you want to play this game because you don't want to overpay for no reason, let the market develop, see how far L.A. goes, see how far Toronto goes. Steve Cohen needs to be the highest bidder for Edwin Diaz, and I put more of a priority on keeping Edwin Diaz than I even do Pete Alonso, and you know how I feel about Pete. I grew my beard out for a year for him, but I'm talking strictly from a baseball standpoint. Edwin Diaz is more important. I want both of them, and there's no excuse for both of them not to be back, but I think he's tougher to replace. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Steve is on Long Island. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. As usual, love the show.
Appreciate it.
I just want to make my comment about the Jets. You know, it's funny. You had a show not too long ago. I didn't get a chance to call in. What would you rather be, if you remember this, a Jet fan or a Giants fan? I was dying to get in because I would have told you the difference between a Jet fan and a Giants fan. Giants fans are not delusional. We would have told you in the past few years, we stink, okay? Jet fans, they're always going to the Super Bowl. Now, I called Loogie one night, and I told him, I said, Loogie, does this make any sense to you? Because this is how I see it. In the past 30-plus years, in no particular order, you've seen things like, oh, we got Vinny. Yeah, we got Vinny. Now we're going places. And they win nothing. Then a couple years later, we got Boomer. Yeah, we got Boomer. And they go nowhere. Then they got Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin's going to do it. And they go nowhere. Then a couple years later, they got a whole damn island. We got Revis. And they go nowhere. Then they get the jolly 40-year-old Rodgers. And, okay, he goes down after four snaps. The next year, we're going places. What'd they come up with? 5 wins? They're always going to the Super Bowl, but like you said, they're not hitting 500. I think the Jet brass is delusional, and the Jet fans, because they're fans of the team,
Steve,
they pick that up.
Steve, I can't say that your critique of Jet fans is inaccurate for all Jet fans. Like, I'm sure you are hitting on some of them, but Joe B's going to join us in 16 minutes. He doesn't fit that even close.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fit that even close. Like,
yeah,
never once have I said the Jets are going to the Super Bowl. They were in the AFC Championship game in back-to-back years, and even on those football Fridays leading into those days, I never thought they were going into the Super Bowl. Well, so painting every Jet fan as some delusional bunch is not fair.
I think this is remembrance of what happened because of Aaron Rodgers. Because that Aaron Rodgers talk, first of all, it was Aaron Rodgers who was saying it. It wasn't necessarily the fans. It was Aaron Rodgers who was basically alluding to the fact that they were going to Super Bowl and they were going to win multiple of them to put next to the lonely trophy, back in 69. So it's just one of those. I think it's a misremembrance of what the Jet fan believed was going to happen. I think a lot of them got carried away because of Aaron Rodgers. But let's not forget that Aaron Rodgers is the one who started it.
And I want that. You come to my town, I want you to think big.
Right.
I mean, well, I want him to come here and say, I hope we're 500? No, I want you to come here and think big.
Yeah, but he also gassed up the Jet fan to a point where all of you kind of believed him. You should have known better.
Yeah, what I believed that I was wrong about is that they would be good and they'd be a contender. And they weren't. They weren't even close. So that we were wrong about, but to blame it on us, like we're a bunch of delusion. Most Jet fans are negative. We think the world is going to fall on top of us. So I think if we're trying to paint Jet fans with a broad stroke, which isn't really fair, it's mostly that we think we suck all the time. I don't think it would go the other way. Chris is in Yonkers. What's up, Chris?
Hi, how you guys doing? I'm a longtime Giant fan, and getting back to Kapta, do you guys honestly think, I really don't know much about his credentials. But do you guys think that this gentleman, as a head coach, could turn this team around?
In the short term, it's hard to say. I mean, you lost your quarterback. Jameis Winston, who's been mostly a backup for the last 2 or 3 years, is going to be tasked with trying to win some tough games, starting this weekend with Green Bay. Can he change the process a little bit? And maybe that change of process makes them more accountable to the small details? Yes. But I don't think this is some grand, facelift that the Giants are getting because of Mike Kafka, and all of a sudden they're going to be, you know, a winning team. I think there's more issues than that. But does changing the process help? Of course. And even if it's just a little bump, I feel like they're going to be somewhat marginally better this weekend.
Brian is in Marlboro, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, guys. So, Tiki, I want to know what head coach you would work for, because I vote to replace Waddell Betts with you. You got way more experience, way more rushing yardage. The guy's only been coaching for a couple of years. We have no running game. And I want to know if you would do it and who would you want for your head coach.
I would. That's a good question. I have no idea. No idea. I'd have to really think about it, because it's got to be got people who are in the system, meaning working towards being a head coach. Nor have I ever worked towards being a running back coach, even though I would just employ the philosophy that Gerald Ingram had with me, which is teach it to you, and if you don't figure it out, you don't play. Period.
Would you really want to do that, though? Be an assistant NFL coach?
No.
You work a million billion hours, and then it's like, it's a job in which you're hired to be fired.
Right.
Like, honestly, other than the all-time greats who are on championship teams, eventually you're just going to get canned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
well, who was the running back coach in Philly for a long time? And he survived multiple regimes. He played. He had Deuce.
Staley.
Deuce Staley. If you could get the Deuce Staley job, Deuce Staley. I feel like he was the running back coach at Philly for like a decade.
That was like the Jeremy Hefner job as Met pitching coach.
Right.
Like he just. You know.
And then at some point he even interviewed for the head coaching job.
I think so.
So
he was the assistant head coach for 3 years too.
Yeah, that's right. So if I could get the Deuce Staley job, that would be great.
Nine years he spent on the
other side. 9 years. Think about that.
Good run. Not bad. But even then, it's inevitably going to end.
What's he doing now, Sean?
He is the Browns running back coach.
Browns.
Well, guess what's going to happen at the end of the year?
Yeah.
He's going to get
looking
10.
For a job.
Yeah. Ian's in Manalapan, New Jersey. Hey, Ian.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Evan, I just want to say I happen to agree with you 1,000% about keeping Kafka. I think it's very important to keep the consistency with Jackson Dart, because you don't want to screw him up. But I have another question for you guys, if you know this. There was a rumor, I forget where I read it, that when Kafka was the runner-up for the Saints job, that he was going to take Wink Martindale as his DC.
Yeah.
If that's the case, and if he does get the full-time job, I would love for him to bring Wink back to the Giants defense.
So multiple
thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And multiple league sources said that he would have brought Wink Martindale with him to New Orleans.
Yeah.
So that was a real report from earlier this year. He obviously didn't get the job. In fact, the report was from Jordan Ronan, so we'll give him credit. It was a Giant reporter who had that. So clearly based on that, there's a relationship. And
he had a good relationship with Wink. He was the offensive coordinator. Wink was the defensive coordinator. So you got to believe that they were in a lot of the same high-level meetings with Dave's, and so they had a good relationship. I think also Wink was available at that point. Now, Wink could obviously make the jump from college, because that's where he is now. But I think the biggest thing for Mike Kafka is that he's familiar with Wink. It's one of the hardest things to do when you build and you're a new head coach or a young head coach. He's under 40, and you're starting to build a staff. Is who the heck are you hiring? Like, who do you know well enough to trust to do those major jobs, meaning defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, a quarterback coach certainly falls in that as well. Who do you know well enough that's going to do good enough job that you could bring with you? Because that's what you're going to be asked. It's one of the first parts of the conversation when you're interviewing for a head coach is, what's your staff going
to
look like?
Which is why I would like to author a long-term prediction here on November 14th at 3:51 p.m. Mike Kafka's got a lot of work to do to earn this head coaching job permanently. If he does, he will, without a shadow of a doubt, hire Wink Martindale to be the Giants' defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I think that, based on what you said, how difficult it is, how important relationships are, and the fact that we have a published report from earlier this year saying he was going to bring him to New Orleans,
right?
Why wouldn't he bring him here?
Unless he gets vetoed by somebody above his pay grade.
Which I wouldn't like. I wouldn't like that. I mean, you got to let your head coach be comfortable with the decisions he makes. Now, this is an uphill battle. This is not going to be easy for Kafka to earn the job. Because what I said earlier about it being the best case scenario for him to get the job is not giving it to him. It's not, oh, they went 2-5, fine. No, it's he earns it.
Yeah.
The Giants play considerably better. They win games. And we feel good about him being the next head coach. That's the best interest of the Giants. Like, if I'm a Giant fan, I'm looking at all these games the rest of the year saying I want to win because I'm a fan, but right. I really want to win because I think it's healthy for the organization for Kafka to earn this job.
Right, to have some continuity and to not have to completely disrupt everything all over again. Now, it was more than 2 years, but it is another disruption in the last decade.
WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. More of your calls a little bit later on. When we come back, we'll hear from the great Joe Beningo, his thoughts on Jets Patriots from last night.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.